last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
I'm in Cork today. Thank you to the people here in Cork's Red FM for making studio available to me at such short notice. The weather is absolutely beautiful in Cork. According to my weather app, 27 degrees. But as I walked up here to the Cork Red FM studios in Bishopstown today, lovely cooling breeze as well to go with the bright sunshine. It is absolutely lovely. Now, I don't want to start with a downer. That's not what I'm doing by going to the head of operations for water at Ishka Éireann, Margaret Attridge, because it is important to talk about water usage and conservation at a time of great heat. Margaret, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.
And good afternoon, Matt.
Now, what sort of pressure does this weather put on water supplies?
Yeah, look, Matt, I'm in Cork as well, and it is roasting today. And Met Éireann are forecasting that it will remain warm and settled right into next week. And in warm weather, we do see water usage increase significantly. And it's just, you know, everybody's out. They want to use the water, watering their gardens, you know, sprinkling their house, taking extra showers, and everybody's using it at the same time. And that puts a lot of pressure on our reservoirs, draining our reservoirs, and puts pressure on the production capability of our treatment plants. So what we're really asking people to do is just to be really mindful of their water usage and not to waste water. Every litre we save helps to keep water flowing for everyone.
When you say water wastage, what do you mean? What sort of things would you regard as wasting of water?
Well, it's when, you know, the biggest way you can waste water is to leave a hose running or to leave your tap running or to have a leak in your house, like a leaking running toilet cistern that you're not getting around to repair. So, you know, if you're brushing your teeth and you leave your tap running, that's 6 litres a minute of water just going down the drain. If you're in your kitchen and you're washing your vegetables and you leave the tap running while you're washing your vegetables, all that water is just going down the drain. So in that case, we'd ask people just to put a basin underneath the sink, capture the water and reuse it in their garden so that water isn't wasted. And if you're out in your garden and you're using a running hose uses a significant amount of water. And, you know, what we'd ask people to do there is to use a watering can with a rose head, because a lot of the water you use to water your garden is wasted unless, you know, if you use it sparingly, it does the same job. So it's just, all we're doing is asking people really not to stop doing anything, just to be really mindful of their water and uses, to reduce their water usage. If everybody made a small little change like that, it would really go a long way to protect our water sources.
And then things like baths against showers, or using the washing machine or the dishwasher, or even flushing the toilet. How much impact do they have?
Yeah, they have significant impact. So if, you know, a third of all water used in the house is used in flushing the toilet. So, you know, if you have a dual flush toilet, just make sure you press the right button. And if you don't, you can actually pick up these displacement bags, water displacement bags, in your local DIY store for very little money. And you can place them in your cistern, and that will reduce the flushing volume. That will make a significant difference. And then in your kitchen, if you always try and run your appliances on full, it saves water and energy. And, you know, a lot of us would have a habit of rinsing the dishes before you put them into the dishwasher. Instead of doing that, just wipe the plates, wipe the leftovers into your compost bin before you put them into your dishwasher. It just saves, any time if you tap running like that, you just save water.
So is it the case that at the time when you have a high demand on water, you have the least available to you? How quickly do the reserves deplete in a time of very warm weather?
Well, this year, you know, as we all know, we've had a fairly wet winter. So our natural water resources are really quite stable at the moment. Our reservoirs, our untreated reservoirs, and our lake sources. But it's when we get this prolonged warm weather spell, and you go to areas like Wexford, West Cork, where you've got a significant influx of tourists, you've got a significant increase in agricultural demand, and it's all coming together, and that puts pressure on our treatment plants to be able to treat enough water to be able to serve the community. So what we're doing on our side is we're looking at how we can Our crews are very busy out looking at how we can interconnect schemes to support, to maintain supply. In some cases, we're tankering water to reservoirs where we can. So people, we're bringing water in from adjacent schemes to support schemes that are under pressure. So people don't know that their schemes are under pressure. But really, this is really just a national appeal that, you know, we're everywhere. We need to conserve water to make sure that we've enough to get us through this, what is going to be a prolonged dry spell.
Thank you very much, Margaret Atheridge, Head of Water Operations with Uisce Éireann. Alan O'Reilly of Carlow Weather. How long is this beautiful sunny weather likely to last, do you think?
It's a good question, Matt. At the moment, I'd be pretty confident it's going to last another week. It's looking like another 7 days. Some of the weather models do have a low pressure system out to the south of Ireland around this day a week that could move up and give us a little bit of rainfall. But some of the other weather models just keep the high pressure coming and coming. Some of them are showing no real rainfall for 10 days, possibly even 2 weeks, and warmer air over us for at least till the middle of next week. And then it might start to ease off a little bit in terms of the temperatures.
Okay, so that's very good. Are the temperatures unusually high for the time of year?
Well, we've hit 29.4 degrees in Port Laois in the last hour. Oak Park and Carlow is just up to 28.6 degrees. I mean, these are temperatures we would see in July. There's not an exceptional in those temperatures. You know, we've hit more than 30 degrees. I think we will break 30 as we go through the week. I don't think we'll have quite the risk of breaking the all-time record that we saw during the last warm spell, because there was actually some much warmer air moving up over us. This is kind of more consistent warmer air with dry kind of air in most of the country. Now, there's going to be listeners, Matt, in the west of Ireland that are going to be screaming at me and you because they haven't seen the sun or the blue skies and they haven't seen any of this heat, because cloud has been persisting in the parts of the west especially, and there's people there that are very much missing out on it at the moment.
Thank you very much, Alan O'Reilly from Carlow Weather, for joining us as well.
The last word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.